Support comes from Mosby Building Arts, helping families love their homes again. Inspiration at callmosby.com.
This is St. Louis on the Air from St. Louis Public Radio. I'm Elaine Cha. There's a bounty of great food in the St. Louis area, so much so that deciding where to go when we eat out can be overwhelming. Choosing from a list of spots can be a usefully appetizing way to narrow the options. So here's our regular rundown of new restaurant openings and closings in the St. Louis area. And to do so, we have STLPR morning anchor and host of the Gateway podcast, Abby Larico, returning for the first time since May. Abby, welcome.
I'm back and hungrier than ever, Elaine. Good to be here.
We also have, as always, STLPR digital editor, Jessica Rogan, our regular dish jockey, as it were. Great to have you on again, Jessica.
Thanks, Elaine. What a welcome.
So let's dig in here. Jessica, there is a place that has been on your mind and leaving its power on your palate for some time. Tell us about this first new place.
Yeah, so I was very interested to see that Namaste Curry Lounge reopened. Namaste Restaurant and Bar has been on Hampton since 21, and it's like a mix of Indian and Himalayan foods. The owners are Nepalese, and they briefly closed this summer to rebrand as Namaste Curry Lounge and continued all sort of the great uniqueness of that restaurant, and then added some like fusion and like street food kind of favorites. One of the most remarkable things about Namaste has always been its really prolific menu of momos. Mm-hmm. That's a little teaser.
Yeah.
And so momos are those Himalayan dumplings. And, you know, you always see like a meat and a veggie on, you know, any restaurant's menu. But like they have a huge menu of them, like some that are in like sauces and like spicy curry vegetables. Lots of different fillings, so I love it.
And that's Namaste Curry Lounge, and that's on Hampton between Neosho and Nottingham?
Yeah, that's right. It's in St. Louis Hills. Mm-hmm.
Now, for our next new opening, this is kind of another outpost and also a collaboration of sorts, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. So Rockwell Beer Company in Botanical Heights, that really cool shipping container building that has been one of my favorite spots to grab a drink and a bite since it opened, has a kitchen that has been operated by Rockwell themselves. It's been a host to pop-up kitchens. It kind of notably was home for quite a while to Brasswell, which was like you could get the Brass Burger, the Gerard Kraft burger that he kind of has at all his different restaurants, and fries and that kind of stuff. And it was good. And they kind of were trying to figure out what would be next there, and they decided on street food by Brasas. So that is the second outpost for them. They are rotisserie, Peruvian, Latin American-inspired dishes. The main kitchen's in the Del Mar Loop, and now you can grab a Rockwell drink and then go over to the counter and pick up your street food by process. The past couple of months, I admittedly haven't gone out to eat a ton. I have a new little one in tow, but I have, you know, it's not St. Louis if I haven't taken a baby to a brewery yet, right?
That's
so
true.
I have gone there and sampled street food by process. The shish kebab options that they have there are really good. I really liked those. I'd skip the loaded fries just because they were like kind of simple compared to all the other cool stuff they had on the menu. I wouldn't probably order those again, but it's a great environment, as always, still there. Mm-hmm.
And that's Street Food by Brasas,
yes,
in Botanical Heights. That's inside the Rockwell Brewing Company. There's a place that has other foods that are being offered in a food hall, and that's in another part of town, right, Jessica?
Yeah. So I think you're thinking of the Skeeter's Deli Bar.
Yes.
Which is a new deli and sandwich place within the Urban Eats Food Hall in Dutchtown. And like, think of the most Instagram-friendly sandwiches that you can imagine. Like, cut in half, like, beautiful cheese pulls, like, deli meats, like, folded up and rolled. Like, they just look so good. I haven't made it there yet. But, you know, Urban Eats is supposed to be kind of, like, an incubator for, you know, new concepts. And this is, like, definitely on my list.
Mm-hmm. Phone eats first, Jessica, especially at a place like that.
Hey, that's marketing.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, genius. Deli meats are something you couldn't eat for a little while. No, you can.
I can and I do. I very much do. Putting that one on the list. I love this segment because it's helping me get back into the world. So thank you.
Well, and to the point that was made in the introduction, sometimes it can be hard to choose 100%, where to eat. So let's move now to St. Louis County. There's a new place that is on page in North St. Louis County. Jessica, tell us about this new restaurant that has been kind of featured this month.
Yeah, so Pally Grill just opened up on Page in what's very close to Overland, but is actually, you know, unincorporated St. Louis County. And speaking of, like, people who own restaurants because they like food, I mean, of course, but the owner of it, Ahmad Hassan, told me that he loved food. He loved trying restaurants. He had been, like, a longtime owner of a gas mart in Jennings where they had made food, but he always wanted to, like, have a restaurant. Hmm. And so this led him to open Pally Grill. So he is from Palestine originally. It's been in St. Louis for, like, more than a decade. So he wanted to do a restaurant that kind of combined both some of, like, traditional foods with American foods. So everything there is halal, and they actually, like, grind their own meat, and everything's really fresh. And, like, one example of, like, a good fusion dish was their burger, which is, like, ground meat. Of course it's ground meat. It's ground beef and lamb together. Mm. And then they have a big, like, Middle Eastern menu of breakfast foods. And, you know, I went out there and I took a photo, and I also picked him some hummus. And speaking of food that is good for a toddler, like, hummus is my toddler ate that hummus, even though he only eats berries, yogurt, and chicken nuggets. So
what an endorsement. That's great.
So this is Pally Grill, which is on Page in unincorporated St. Louis County, but it's very close to Overland. That's actually very close to where I live, so I'll be checking that out very soon. In Ellisville, there is a place that is both new and familiar. Abby, tell us about this spot.
Yeah, if you have been mourning the loss of Gastro Pit, which I know quite a few people have, it's a favorite barbecue spot in West County there. It is reopened under a new set of owners who are longtime Gastro Pit team members. So they're bringing what they know from running Gastro Pit plus their own Colombian heritage to Three Mix Barbecue in Ellisville. So they are serving up kind of some of the known favorites, and all their social medias have regularly been like, don't take this off the menu, don't take that off the menu, right, in the lead up to them opening. Things like their smoked turkey and other favorites there, obviously, like burnt ends and things. But they've also added some other items like a lentil soup that looks so good and so hearty that the word soup almost just doesn't feel fair to it. Empanadas, arepas, the kind of different flavors that they're going to bring in to what really makes sense in a barbecue concept. It's something we see in St. Louis, that kind of people's different individual takes on barbecue. Now, Three Mix Barbecue in Ellisville will have something different there too. But again, the Gastro Pit fans will still have their favorites on the menu.
So familiar and new at the same time. And that is down the street, I think, from Leo Payne Honda, just to give folks who are used to driving by there a bit
I
of
think
a
of that whole area as, like, a lot of car dealerships in that particular area. So, yeah, there you go.
So you can fill up your own tank in your own way at the restaurant.
Nice.
Now, moving over to the Metro East, there are a few restaurants over there. I don't think that any of us have had the opportunity to try it, but we have on our staff reporters and newscasters who are excited about these openings. One of them, which is in Belleville, is Banana Leaf Thai Cuisine. And that is a spot that our afternoon newscaster, Cindy Collins, is excited to try. Mm-hmm. For Brian Munoz, our visuals editor, Gino's Trattoria and Chop House on West Mill Street in Waterloo, Illinois. That was something that he found really interesting, like when I shared the mm-hmm. menu. And then last but not least, Royal Palm Mediterranean Cuisine on Ludwig is in Fairview Heights. And that is a new addition that our Metro East reporter, Will Bauer, has heard tell about from one of the reporters at the BND out there.
Nice.
So nice to have some choices for people to check out if they're visiting the Metro East or if they live out there. I also want to include Rala. So Prince Solomon's Royal Indian Restaurant, which is a new addition, it actually moved from St. James to Rala, is now open. The story I think that is interesting there is when I think of Rala, I think of Missouri S&T.
Yes.
And the family that owns this restaurant, their son goes to S&T, and there were not any Indian restaurants close by. So this is, I think, part of the reason they decided to open first in St. James, which is about 10 miles from Rala, and now they've moved to closer to where they live and go to church. So coming back to the city, there is one other spot I think we should mention, and that is another reopening of Mom's Deli.
Oh, yeah. So Big Hit is open last week without an announcement, but suddenly social media, especially Reddit, was flooded with pictures of the Mom's Special Sandwich, and the line in the days after its opening, wrapped around the building, people waited for an hour or so in order to get the sandwich. You know, I think when a beloved spot like that like closes, even if they say it's temporary, there's all this like emotion and fear that like they're not getting it back. So mm-hmm. just a lot of joy among St. Louisans that indeed Mom's is back.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Let's move now to our closings. And there is one place in particular, again, that is closed. It's temporary. People have their fingers crossed for this. And it's a spot in Maplewood. Jessica, tell us about this restaurant.
Yeah, so really devastating news. Sauter del Sur, which was on the main street in Maplewood, is closed, hopefully temporarily, after a really pretty bad fire. So the last Saturday in August, during the end of the day, during business hours, there was a kitchen fire and people like flood the building and the second floor actually collapsed onto the building. Mm. There's some reporting saying it was like a total loss. So, you know, a lot to come back from that. But we hope that kind of beloved Argentinian restaurant finds a new home or, you know, the building comes back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's taking me back to Gelateria and the fire that they experienced. We're still sort of watching to see what happens mm-hmm. there, right?
Yeah, I have no update on that, unfortunately.
Yeah, yeah. Another place that has closed is one that you were reminiscing about, Abby, just mm-hmm. over the weekend, right?
Yes. Chaumette Vineyards and Winery in St. Genevieve, Missouri. After 25 years in business, the property has been sold to Life Teen International, which is a Catholic youth ministry organization. This was announced over the summer, and I kind of kept hoping it wasn't going to be the case because of all the places I was going to be able to get with the baby. I wasn't confident I'd make it down there, and unfortunately I didn't, but it is a beautiful, sprawling property with a great restaurant, actually. I'm not some wine snob. I mean, it's one of the first times I went, actually, they weren't even serving their own wine because of a fire to the property, I believe in 2021. But the restaurant was great, the vibes and the just ambiance of that part of Missouri is so beautiful. Went to one of the most beautiful weddings I've ever been to, ever, on that property. Because they have places to stay, they have that chapel, they have the restaurant, the winery, all of that. I guess it makes it a great place for this youth ministry to kind of set up and be able to use some of those resources. Obviously not the winemaking stuff as much. They stopped making their own wine in the past couple of years anyway, in preparation for the owner to retire, because he's like, it's time, let's move along. And so it was successful until it closed. And so that's, I guess, a good way to go out, right?
Yeah. Another closure that is happening closer to where we are in the station is actually in Soulard. And this is Maki's Bakery and Country Store. It started as a stall in the farmer's market and opened in October of 2022, which could not have been easy given everything that was happening post-pandemic. And they've closed due to high and rising costs. And I think this is something worth mentioning, because on the show, we've not only talked about the enjoyment of food, but the business of food and the struggles that a lot of restaurateurs are facing because of rising prices, particularly on account of tariffs that have been levied. There are other closures. One of them is Savage and the Accomplice in Fox Park. Jessica?
Yeah, so Savage and the Accomplice was the latest concept from Logan Eli, who's a very noted St. Louis restaurateur. The previous concept there was called Lucky Accomplice. It closed in November. This iteration was like a kind of a limited seating tasting menu, and they would like announce on Instagram, like, hey, we're having, you know, a seating, like, come and sign up basically. And it was always meant to be like a limited run. We didn't know how long it was going to go on. And so I'll be curious to see, like, are we going to see another concept from him in that space? I don't know. They haven't said yet. But, don't be too sad, because you could still get his delicious food at Press, which is that like pizza, the folded pizza restaurant that they like
smash it.
They smash it.
Okay.
And
like a pizza panini almost?
It's kind of like a pizza panini, but like more upscale than that.
Yeah.
And they also have like fresh pasta night on the weekends, I believe, or maybe just one weekend day.
So I think with what you've talked about, there is a lot of great food to enjoy in St. Louis. We're probably a little bit biased because we're here, but there is actually a Midwest Living article that went into how underrated St. Louis's food scene is. Abby, what struck you about that article?
Well, being from here, I guess, the first thing that struck me was within the headline, the underrated, because, like, how long are we going to keep saying that, right? You know, we're constantly, every time St. Louis's food scene gets some kind of accolade from a national publication, it's like, hey, did you know we're a hidden gem? We're flying under the radar. We're underrated. And it's like, that is kind of part of what makes it great, because yeah, we've got a scrappiness to us. And local writer Erica Ebsworth Gould takes us on I appreciated the tour she takes us on in this article, because she mentions the places you can't leave off a list like this, like Vicia, now Pavilion, the new concept by Nick Bogner that's like a sushi experience, I would call it. Bridge Tap House, those kind of places. But then, you know, Blackthorn Pizza in Tower Grove South, like down the street from where I live, it's nice to see a spot like that that's very no frills, has like pizza and salad and garlic bread on the menu, getting some attention there. You have Crown Candy Kitchen, which, you know, again, talk about scrappy and having them on a list like this. Gus's Pretzels. And Joya's, I mean, we've talked about Mom's Deli, but I'm partial to the spicy Daggett with hot peppers was the first thing I had after having my baby.
Oh.
And there's a picture there. And that was one of the happiest moments of my life. If I was looking forward to something for 9 months, you know, that was
a close
second to what was the highlight of that day. So it's really nice to see all of these places getting some recognition. Lona's Little Eats, they are, you know, recently talked about doing some expansion as well. And so it's really good to see just the variety there. And that's what you get when you have local writers who are able to really toot our horns here in articles like that.
Well, and speaking of Lonas, there was a little bit of a teaser at the beginning of the show. Jessica.
Yes. So
bring us up to speed here.
Lonas is great. One of my favorite things at Lonas is their mushroom dumplings. Mm-hmm. You have to try it if you haven't had it yet. And that brings us to something that I wanted to talk about, which is one of my favorite foods, which mm-hmm. is a dumpling. Mm-hmm. So I'm hoping we can all kind of like share some of our favorite dumplings. I mean, what's better than like some kind of delicious filling like wrapped in like carbs, right?
Yeah, I mean, we're St. Louis. We're toasted ravioli town. Yeah, like, of course.
We can include toasted ravioli on the dumpling list. Yes, yeah, just in there. I know that the two of you have like some great offerings, and I'll just kick it off with one of my favorites, which is going to be a callback to Namaste. I love their steamed momo dumplings that are filled with paneer, which is that that cheese. It's like a farmer's cheese, and has a real curry flavor as well. So good. And like, I've never had a momo with paneer in it. So you have to go to Namaste and check that out.
It sounds like it would have a very, very seductive texture.
It does. And like, you're going to eat the whole serving.
Oh my gosh.
This whole segment's a tease for me. I'm so hungry. This sounds wonderful.
I think for my part, the best dumplings that I have, and in Korea, we call them mandu, are the ones that are made at home. My mother-in-law makes her own kimchi, and it is a tradition every Christmas to make them at home together, and she pan fries them and makes a whole bunch of them. So we're just eating these for a couple days, like throw them in the air fryer to get them all warm again. And it just smells incredible too. I have enjoyed the soup dumplings at Tiger Soup Dumpling. It's kind of the closest thing that I have tried to the dumplings that I enjoyed in Los Angeles. But I know that there is quite a bit of a controversy about who has the best soup dumplings in St. Louis. It's now your turn.
Well, the first thing on my list was STL soup dumpling, actually. Just because sometimes when you want a soup dumpling, like, that hits and it's a great no-frills spot. And maybe that's because it's the first – that's actually the first place where I ever had a soup dumpling. And so maybe that's kind of why I like theirs a lot. If I'm stuck in Brentwood running around doing errands, I mean, I think it's like $10 you can get the dumplings from Miley. And it's like – so much better, always a better choice than going through a fast food line, in my opinion. And they get their flowers often enough, but I can't not mention them. And speaking of making things at home, I'm half Polish, and my mother never learned, and my grandmother stopped making homemade pierogies.
Oh my God.
So going to Global and getting the pierogies there, I hate to say it, but they're better than the ones my grandma used to make anyway.
Okay.
So, but that's kind of nice to be able to have that. And yes, it's a Polish dumpling as a pierogi, I think. Especially the kinds with cheese and potatoes in them. So good.
Oh, and then, I don't know, bacon and sour cream for those who partake, and onions.
Oh, yeah. Load them up.
So as we close, I want to hear from you. Where do you think the best dumplings in St. Louis come from? And this can be all kinds, including pierogies. So if you're a dumpling lover, let us know where you get your fix. Send us an email at talk@stlpr.org. Jessica Rogan is digital editor for St. Louis Public Radio, and Abby Larico is STLPR's morning newscaster and host of the station's The Gateway podcast. Abby and Jessica, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
Thanks.
For a full list of new restaurant openings and closings in August, visit stlpr.org.
This episode was produced by Elaine Cha and edited by Emily Woodbury.
Our executive producer is Alex Hoyer.
St. Louis on the Air is a production of St. Louis Public Radio. Understanding starts here.
Do you find yourself regularly listening to episodes of St. Louis on the Air? Suggest us to a friend you think might enjoy our conversations. And leave us a review and rating on Apple Podcasts on the App Store. It's the simplest way to help people discover our show. Thanks.
St. Louis Public Radio is a member-supported service of the University of Missouri-St. Louis.